This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, and it's time to chat some nutrition today. We head back to South Carolina, Charleston to be precise, and we touch base with Don Oswalt. Don, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, Brad. Thank you.
Don, we haven't touched on nutrition much in our previous chats, other than you talking about your Boston Marathon experience and not drinking enough there and the lessons you learned from that. But nutrition, particularly in triathlon, I mean, you can almost fudge a marathon on its own when it comes to nutrition wise, but there's no ways you can fudge an Ironman as far as nutrition is concerned.
No, that's so true. Yeah, that's the important piece of the puzzle when you're talking full distance.
And it's one that I don't know if a lot of triathletes really think long and hard about it. I think that the more serious you are about the sport, you probably do. But the guys and girls who are getting into the sport and really starting out it's almost a hit and a miss. You only really worry about it on race day, and that's really not what you should be doing.
Right, yeah. Not only is it important to be fueling while you're training, but after your training is so important for recovery. It's just huge. And that's something that I've really focused on this last year is to not only fuel myself, before, during, but after is hugely important. I don't really have a specific formula as far as what I was doing as far as carbs or proteins or anything like that. I was just really making sure that I ate something that was of good nutritional value afterwards, and it definitely helped an athlete to be able to push the next day.
How soon after a workout would you typically try and get something in?
Within 30 minutes, definitely. I think you get half an hour and a half, and I don't think any kind of nutrition is going to really help you, because your muscles are really starving for fuel at that point as far as being able to recover. So, half hour, 45 minutes afterwards. And a lot of times, I just either, I've got a product that I use called XRCell. It's spelled XRCEL. And it's actually a product that started here in Charleston, and I've been kind of helping them promote it. And I mean, it's been a great product. It's an extended release carbohydrate, and it's really shown very good improvement to my workout, and even an after workout, I really consume one bottle afterwards.
Don, as far as your sort of overall nutrition philosophy with regards to general eating and just life in general, is there anything, what are you sort of ascribe to? Is there anything special that you do, or you try and keep things as simple as possible?
Yeah, I mean, I think the simple the better. I don't really get too complicated. My wife is a dietitian, and she's a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian, but she is. And so we eat very healthy every meal generally. And I don't know when the last time we've been in a restaurant or a fast food place. That's just something that not is in our diet at all. But we eat a lot of fish. I eat chicken occasionally, but, back to the basics as far as fruits and vegetables and a lot of raw fruits and vegetables and just really try to fuel your body and keep a clean eating diet. That's been the most important thing for us as athletes.
Talk to me about race week and race day and how you approach that. Do you do anything different in race week? And then from a race day nutrition strategy, what do you do?
Yeah, leading up to the race, I think definitely keeping the fiber to a minimum. And like I said, my wife really keeps that real regimen with me as far as what we do. And the thing that we've always tried to do with all of our races, is to be able to have some place that you're staying that has a kitchen so you can actually prepare your own meals. We did the same in Kona, same in Chattanooga, and so that was important to be able to control what we were, you know, eating and putting in our body, instead of going out to restaurants all the time. And so that was huge to be able to, you know, have control over that. And then as far as race day, you know, being able to try to calculate out the calories of, you know, at least 300 calories, try to get in an hour, using ExoCell, has been a big time benefit as far as the extended release component of that, so that as I'm working out, it actually releases, you don't only get the immediate release, but it actually helps you feed you, as you're working out. So that was, I had, five bottles in a water bottle that I drank on the ride, and had three with me on the run and in my gear bag. And, you know, I definitely had some goo, in the, diluted in some flasks, and that's what I found in the chomps. I had some of those too, the shot blocks rather, but, you know, and they have stuff on the course, which is great. But I prefer to try to keep my own, with me just so that I had a little bit control over it, because that's what I've been training with. And, you know, that's the other thing that's important, Brad, is to train. And I'm sure most of your athletes know, is to just train with what you're going to do on race day so that you don't have any surprises.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Don, it's been absolutely amazing catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge, and I look forward to following your progress and seeing how you go in the years to come, and if you do decide to make it back to the Big Island, we'll see how you go there.
All right, Brad. Well, I really appreciate the time and the opportunity, and I love following you on all your channels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.